Welcome to the Honest War Game. I'm your host, Rob, or am I? That's my evil twin joke for the week. It won't be going on for much longer. I'm joined by Darren Watson. Hey, Darren. How are you? Listen, first off, can we all get a round of applause for Darren? He's got closer to the microphone. He's got closer to the webcam. He looks brilliant, doesn't he?
I've done very well, haven't I? I've got my webcam all sellotaped to a chair. I'm all prepared. I got rid of little head syndrome that I had the last time I was on.
That was my favourite. This was you. You were like, oh, all right, it's Darren over here.
I'm very almost professional. That's right, big old fish.
you look very professional. So just to let everyone know what we're doing today before I do all the please and thank yous of the beginning of the show, we are here to discuss the Secret Santa event, which is currently happening live online on TTS, Tabletop Simulator. Darren and the freedom fighter that is Adam the Cock Mumford is online, and they've written a bunch of lists. We're going to look at those lists and talk about what exactly a tournament would be like if it wasn't full of power gaming wankers taking Seraphon. Yeah.
It's the dream.
It's the dream.
It's pure AOS, isn't it?
It's pure. It's utter madness. It's the true days. I just want to say thank you to Debo Fullwood. For subscribing for 2 months, and I want to thank everyone in the chat for joining us. MJ Pegasus, Big Goldfish, Dan the Great Gamer Khan, I hope you're all well, and the Dreadwoods, I hope you're good. So Darren, my love, my angel, how have you been? You've been well?
Yes, very good. So this year's been a bit of a roller coaster work-wise. At the beginning of this month, I was doing hit target. Wonderful. So I'm far less stressed. I'm 100% commission. Please. Because normally in December, I mean, it's for sales. It does that.
Yeah.
So you have a very good sort of January. It tails off a bit in the summer. Very good leading up to Christmas. And then Christmas normally dies. Pun intended for life insurance. I've managed to turn it around. So I'm actually getting paid in a month I normally don't get paid. So I'm quite pleased with that.
Okay, well, that's excellent news. I'm really happy for you.
Yes. And I recently heard this month that I've been accepted to represent England again for the ETC in the Six Nations.
We're getting the chip. That's what you're getting. You're getting the microchip all over.
I'm feeling very humbled and, you know, excited and nervous, etc. So I'm getting all, and we've had Marathi come out this month, haven't we?
Was it this month or last month?
Oh, which fish. Is just really sorry, I'm fish, really, fish, really fish, enjoying.
So fish you twat. Like anyway, so the big goldfish, thanks for donating £20 to the printer fund, you fucking anyway. He's in the other room. He's literally just around the corner. Stop it. Yeah, thank you very much. It's very nice of you. You're a lovely, lovely person. But please
don't
do
that. Getting yourself a 3D printer, that is brilliant, isn't it?
That'll We're going to get it for the studio, Darren, for terrain.
Yeah, yeah.
For terrain.
Love it.
Huh?
Love it. It'd be cool. It already looks wonderful, doesn't it? The terrain. What you're creating there.
Well, we didn't create the terrain. Like, that's the key part. Like, of the four boards that we had at the Super Series, three of them were created, like, using either 3D printed parts or fully 3D printed. There's an entire board from Dark Fantastic Mills, which is amazing. Yeah, which is all obviously 3D printed stuff. There's a bunch of stuff from Anti-Pluto Castro from over in America, which is all 3D printed stuff.
Oh, he's such a love, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And then also there is another board which is like made of like foam with 3D parts kind of built into it as well. So it's only Benjamin's board, Studio Earthwood, which obviously was constructed. I think the designs were drawn on parchment with a quill. And then...
yeah,
and I think
sort of Disney Wonderland.
Yeah, and I think the actual—I don't know if this is correct, but I think the actual stuff was put together with tallow. I'm not really even sure what that is anymore, but it's some sort of like Victorian material. But so yeah, very excited. And again, thank you very much to Gabe for donating £10 to the show to help get that. So it's £30 in the pot. So we're 33% of the way there now, which is very exciting. Very, very exciting. Because we've got to do 96 bits of terrain, Darren. Actually, fuck it. I'm going to ask you this question while we're on the subject. How do you feel about terrain at events? Like, that's a big question before we look at the list.
Oh, I'm the wrong person to ask because I don't give a flying fuck.
I know you don't. I know you don't. But is there ever a situation? Oh, MJ Pegasus, thanks for donating £17.31p to take us to a grand total of £169.69p. Two 69s. That's brilliant. You're a fucking lovely man. anyway, I get so shy. Darren, I seem to have lost you for a moment. Dazza?
I'm not too fast out. I'm still here.
Hey, babe. Hiya. We're not certain on the internet right now, but that's fine. We're just going to wait. We're going to wait, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. Don't you panic, Darren. You've done really well. It's just the internet's a bit slow. It could be our end. But I got feels it's your end. That's not a drama. That doesn't hurt anyone's feelings. We can just wait until you get back in the room. I'm making update terrain using old Townscapes book from 90s. Oh, nice. That's really good. Too much sexy on screen. My groin's going to explode. That's good. Oh, no. It looks like we've lost Darren full time. Which is sad news. Let me, podcast guys, this opportunity to say thank you very much for staying hydrated and sorry that you've got to listen to me constantly having to thank the wonderful chat for donating money to the show. You guys are great as well. Appreciate it. Please stay hydrated. I'm not sure what we're going to do about the we need to start. Next month's fund that we set up will be an internet fund for Darren. I'm pretty certain that'll be what we do. Let me just see. How he's doing. You guys can hear me, so I feel like my internet's fine. Let me see. Oh, he's calling me back. Let's see what happens here. Hello, Darren. How are you? He's, bless him, he's tried so fucking hard to like make sure he's, yeah, you're doing really well. You're not fully back yet, mate. He's tried so hard. He's like set up his camera right, he's put his earrings on, like he makes so much effort. He's such a darling. He like works so fucking hard, and sometimes just stuff goes against him and it's not okay. So I'm here for him and I want him to not worry. Hello, Darren, how are you? That's fine. Don't worry. We'll edit it out so it doesn't confuse folk. Oh, in fact, actually, I'm going to have to call you back because you're on the wrong Skype now. Give me a minute. Okay. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I actually have two Skypes, which is super weird. Because you need one of them to make it work. Powerful taking energy from that pose.
Oh, how's that? How are you doing?
It's great. We're back, babe. Hiya. How you doing?
Oh, I'm so sorry, chat. Yes. Yeah, other than that terribly embarrassing moment. We were talking about terrain, weren't we?
Yeah.
So I'm a bit of a pure gamer in so much as I'm quite happy to proxy models, play with grey plastic. I don't need to be fully immersed in a game to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to things like scenery, that doesn't bother me a jot either. But I do appreciate it when the scenery is wonderful. So when we went the Super Series, for example, the whole experience was grand, and part of that was definitely the superior scenery to what I'm used to playing, right? Mm-hmm. I appreciate scenery, but I don't need it to enjoy a game.
What about the tactical insight? Because I think that's a very important question.
I've got an opinion on that, yeah. So on TTS, it seems to be quite common to not roll for scenery, but I really love all the different. I think, entanglement, commanding's not so good because it gives people an unfair advantage. But I think things like overgrown, you know, actually making the scenery have some sort of tactical benefit is another layer that I really enjoy. Sorry, my dog's attacking me. So I miss that when I do play games on TTS. And PAX have started to sort of ignore the scenery role, but I would miss that. I would prefer to play my games with. Yes. I love you too. Evie wants to say hello.
Everyone, let's say hello to Darren's dog, Evie. What a cutie pie.
She's not been for a walk today, so she's got a lot of. You've got a lot of energy, bless you.
She looks cute as shit. If she, if you ever, if you want to ever leave her in the TSN arena for ever, then just let us know. And
oh, I should pick her up. Yeah.
Yeah, completely okay. 100% pets allowed at the TSN arena all day long. Which is fine. so. Okay, good. We've answered that question. The tactical element, I think, of terrain is something that gets overlooked in Age of Sigmar, specifically because it has such a massive impact in 40K. So it will be interesting to have that conversation as time goes on with different gamers and see what their opinions are. A very dense board, I think, would be very interesting to play on for Age of Sigmar, as well as, obviously, very light boards. We play on light boards quite commonly.
So, yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Well, that was nice at your event, wasn't it, that there was different levels. It was, and that was a consideration. It was really good for teams because not only was the who you're playing in the scenario a consideration, it was also what table you were going on. That was a really big part of it. And I really enjoyed that. It was good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. Well, it's enough on that because we're talking about the event that's occurring today. So there's an event being run by you and Adam in conjunction with Owen from Hammer Time. And of the TV fame. Is that right? But you guys are, like, so it's a, do you want to explain to the idea of the event to us?
Yeah, of course. So Adam's running it. Adam asked me, he ran it past me and he asked for some help. So the premise of it is you turn up to the event, but you haven't written your list. Some other bugger's written your list. So Adam came to me and asked me, do you have any ideas? I was like, yeah, I've got ideas. I've got loads of ideas. Yeah. I love writing lists. I've got a million. And for me, I wanted to, I really love the idea of turning up to an event and not knowing what you're going to be playing. It will force people into, you know, out of their comfort zones. And I really love the idea of people going away and having to read all up that they've never seen before, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Darren, let's do me a favor. Let's just turn your camera off. We'll try and like reduce the bandwidth down. Although I actually don't think that makes any difference on Skype because it's a piece of shit software. I don't know if you can hear me, Dazza, but let's turn your camera off. So just on Skype, if you just press the camera button so it goes away. Then that might be able to get us to where we need to be for a fun show. Thanks to Crazy Horse for donating £10.25 to the fund. I'm really fucking over the moon with you guys. Just press that camera button, Darren, on Skype. You've got it. There we go. Now because we just want that. I mean, you look gorgeous.
All right. Yeah.
There we go. We'll keep that up now. So. We lost a bit of that there. So someone else designs your lists and...
Yeah. Yeah, so someone else designs your lists. And what I like about that is it forces people out of their comfort zones. You're going to turn up and you might use an army or a sub-faction or an artifact that you've never even heard of. So I love the idea of like 20 nerds going away and having to sort of learn, you know, and think about how they're going to play their games on the fly, because it's not a true test of Age of Sigmar skill, obviously, but it is a skill that you can learn and you can develop, and it may help you in your other games. It's kind of how us Bruces, when we practice, I've said this before, we don't play meta list versus meta list and hash it out again and again and again. We put any shit on the table. And for me, it's a way of learning a way to sort of create problems and solve problems much quicker so that your games are a lot more stress-free, because you can rock up in any situation you're presented by, you can have a bit of confidence. And I love this kind of tournament and what Adam's done here, because it kind of embodies that. I love the idea of, like I say, 20-odd people going away and having to read about factions and units and artifacts that they'd never considered before, and then having to try and think of a way to how they're going to use it. Hopefully people are having a lot of fun doing so. I don't want too many bad feels with people ending up with really rubbish lists. So I've tried to create, well, I tried to create lists that are like 3-2s at an event, yeah? So not all-powerful, all-conquering, not Seraphon. That's not the point. But I think Adam, he wrote a few lists, and I think he's just trying to make people cry.
Well, let's look at the. Should we look at the list? Because this will be this will be a fun thing, I think. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's done it. Somebody say MJ Pegasus, you're brilliant. So thank you so much. Right, okay. So looking at these lists here, as you guys can see, we'll just start at the top. There isn't many lists to go through. There's only 20 of them, so I think we can blast through these in a show. It should be super simple. So Toriel, big fan of Toriel, is playing a Barrack Thring Caradhran Overlords list. It's got Gotrek, an Enderim Master with dirigible suit. Another Aether Chemist, an Encanter, 12 Enderim Riggers, 2x3 Enderim Riggers, 3 Sky Wardens, a Gunstruck Gun Hauler, and he's got the Intrepid Prospectors Battalion, Chronomantic Cogsinal, Amaral Life Swarm. Darren, I'm definitely feeling this was your list. Is this right?
100%, yeah. So it couldn't be an event without a Gotrek list, right? Mm-hmm. This is actually a list that, do you know Plastic Crack?
I do.
He challenged me to write a list with Gotrek in for Caradhran Overlords. And we kind of came up with this over Twitter a couple of months ago. And I really wanted to include it here because it's most Gotrek lists are Seraphon or Idoneth, aren't they? So we don't want to see any more Seraphon and we don't want to see any more Eel lists, do we, with Gotrek? So I quite like this here. The sub-faction itself allows you to choose 1 in 4 units to have the Dwardwin keyword.
Yep.
So Gotrek can be included in your force and he's not an ally. So he doesn't take up the ally spot, which is pretty cool. So that's how you can get the Encanter in there. And the Encanter is obviously a really good ally anyway. It allows you to automatically unbind a spell, etc. And it's a way of being able to use the Emerald Life Swarm to hopefully keep Gotrek going. So that's the reason for that inclusion. And then they've got a couple of cool things as well. One of the things that Barrack Thring will allow you to do is once a game, something called Honor the Gods, just in case. Once a battle in any phase, you can activate this footnote, and then any unmodified rolls of a 6 get 2 hits instead of 1. So it's exploding 6s. And because Gotrek is part of the Throng, or the Thrang, or whatever it is, you can pop that on in.
so you exploding can make 6s on Gotrek?
Yeah! That's what we want to see. So he's already one of the best and most defensive combat units in the game, right?
Yeah.
If you really need to kill something, you can pop that in there, which I think is a lot of fun. And obviously the spell in the bottle is in the list as well to make sure that that round that you want to try and get Gotrek in, you can make sure that Cogs goes off without any worry. So the basic idea is to run at the enemy as fast as possible with Gotrek and fuck things up. And then you've got all the other bits of the KO bits that do very well. I didn't want a shooting KO list because that's boring. So that's why there's loads of Endriggers in there. It's just a very basic run at the enemy and let Gotrek go wild. It's a sort of list that I would like to use.
Okay. Yeah, that looks really, really great. Can I just thank both Angle for donating £25 to the show. That's fucking wonderful of you. That's really, really, really appreciate it. And then also to Superfly Jimmy Snooker for £2.68. That's badass. And then the Big Goldfish. And then Angle again, both donated a bit of money to try and get the amount again to... You've done it, boys. It's £2. It's £210.69. You guys have done it.
I need one of these... I need to start a fund to get a decent connection, don't I?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about that after the show. I'm going to help you out. That's my next mission. But you guys are brilliant. Angle, thank you so much, man. You're all great. Right, next up, the Prince of Khemri is running a Sinesh list. Now, I looked at this earlier, and I loved it loads. Definitely also feel your hands all over this, Darren, but I might not be right. Celestian Host with Sinesh. Love this list. Celesk is in the list. Keeper of Secrets. The Infernal Raptress on the Herald of Sinesh, a Lord of Pain, who's the new guy from the Warcry box set, 3x5 Chaos Warriors, and then a Spawn, and then the 3 Soul Grinders in the Demon Steel contingent with the Spell Portal. Darren, what is this?
Yeah. This is one of mine, yes. This is awesome. So this started around the Demon Steel contingent, which is one of the most valuable. It's absolute value town as a battalion. It's 110 points, and you can have up to, I think it's one to three soul grinders or two to three soul grinders, and it gives them plus one armor and plus one to hit. So it's, you know, it's dead simple, but that is actually on those massive units, so only 210 points actually makes them really, really bloody good. But you have to take it in this this sub-faction. What's it? The Shilas Khan host.
Yeah. It's a white dwarf host.
Yeah. And it basically, so you don't get any command traits and you don't get any items, but what you do get is double summoning points within 12 inches of the Shilexi, whatever the fuck he is, the twin demon thing for Slaanesh. So if you get any summoning points within 12 inches of that, oh, Velatron, you absolute love. Oh, what a lovely gift. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Velatron. Fucking hell. Thank you very, very much for the donation. At least, you know what? If anything else, at least we can shut the fuck up about it now. So, Oh, God. I've got Darren, please. You carry on and I'll talk about it after. It's going to take a moment. Okay. Please continue talking.
So that's pretty cool. So you're just going to get a fat ton of summoning points with that. And then the rest of the list sort of writes itself. You've got to, if you have an equal number of demon lists, demon units and mortal units, you get D3 command points at the beginning of the game. And if you've got over 12 units, you get D6. But I couldn't quite fit 12 units in here. So the premise of this is to just hurt yourself with the fan and to keep the secrets, and then you can get a wound back because the Everspring Diadem gives you a wound back every turn in your hero phase, and you can take a wound on the scenery piece to get reroll hits, so you can heal that. So that's two summoning points straight off. The Enractress, the heart dude, she'll give you a summoning point, so that becomes two. And then, wow, yeah, it's just, you're just going to get a lot of, you're going to, and Song of Secrets through the portal is pick a horde unit and roll the dice for every model in that unit, and sixes will get you a summoning point, and that'll be doubled near the Shilaxi dude. So in the first turn, you could end up, if you were fighting that unit of 60 grots, for example, you could end up with 20 summoning points just from that one spell. I know you're not shaking your head because you think that's amazing.
I do think it's great. I think it's really good. They're really good. It's just love. I've been derailed. I actually this is one of my favorite lists of the whole thing.
It's mine.
It's why I hate doing these things, because everyone's just fucking nice and it just derails their fucking information. Velatron, thank you so. I'm just going to call you after. Thank you very, very much. Merry Christmas to you and Ollie and the whole family. Anyway, yeah, it's really awesome. And do you know what I really like about this a lot is that I really like the Slaanesh book. Let me tell you why. Because after the 2+ strikes last, the dumb amount of depravity, people have started to actually explore this book in loads of, even if it's a Celestian host where you get the double depravity, people have actually gone, is there some fun stuff in this book other than the three keeper build that was like ripping tournaments to pieces, right?
Yeah.
And when people open up, they're like, actually all the endless spells are brilliant, like, yeah, the keepers are still great, like units are still brilliant, it's a great book. It just, yeah, like, it's really good. So,
and it's, you've not seen, so, wow, other than Nick, who likes to run a Soul Grinder, right? We've not seen Soul Grinders. So I wanted to see Soul Grinders at events, and they look cool on the table, and they look great in TTS as well. Although I think you've got to use, I don't know if there's a skin for them. You've got to use the big, one of the big greater keepers for that then. Did you want to go on to,
yes,
the next one?
Next one is Alan Joyen's Beast of Chaos. Sorry, I'm dragging myself together. This doesn't look like your list. This looks like an Adam the Cock Mumford list.
Ah, oh, you're wrong. It's mine.
This one? Is it? Okay. All right, this is fun.
Adam's just wrote powerful ones. This one's dog shit.
Oh, okay. Jimmy Fly Snooker. Yeah, maybe we'll change the thing to get a better printer. I haven't done the research. I'll let everyone know tomorrow. So this has got a Dragon Ogre Shaggoth in, who's the general. Another Dragon Ogre Shaggoth, which you don't expect ever. then it's got six Dragon Ogres. It's got 5 or 6 times 3 Dragon Ogres, a Jabberslith, a Gorgon, a Chimera, and a Mutalith Vortex Beast as an ally. My favorite pick, by the way, in the Thunderscorn Storm Herd. That's 160 points for that. Darren, what is going on with this army? Tell me.
Well, again, I was picking my thought for this was like, let's make them sort of 2-3-3-2 lists, right? So they don't need to be crazy powerful. And you never see Shaggoth. Well, the only time I've ever seen Shaggoths at an event is at the narrative one that's hosted by Steve Wren at Blood and Glory. Absolutely glorious. You've gone. Have you disappeared?
No, I'm back. Sorry, I was just shouting at someone. I thought they donated £500. He's in the other room and I was literally going to beat him up. Please continue. Yeah. So that's how I deal with people being nice to Darren. Fight them. Sorry, Darren. Please carry on with this list. I'm really thrown today. I'm just going to sit down and you and shut the fuck up and you talk about Warhammer. Go on. Hello? Darren? Twitch chat? Has everyone left me?
I want to hear about as many different stories as possible, right? Yeah. And I want to hear, and having a list, a Beast of Chaos list with Shaggoths, I mean, that's what I want to hear about. And then I put the Jabberslive, the Gorgon, the Chimera, and the Mutalith Vortex Beast, because most people don't know what the fuck they do. So whoever ended up with this list is going to have to go away and read through it. And then hopefully we'll get some cool stories about Jabberslives stopping whole units moving and attacking, etc. Or the Mutalith Vortex Beast, cocking up someone's plans because it's all quite random. But the Shaggoths themselves, you can get -1 rend from the scenery piece, can't you? That gets that aura gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Shaggoth wizards have actually got access to a really cool spell that improves the rend of your units by one. So I quite like, so they've already got rend 1 or 2. I can't quite remember. So giving giving that unit of 6 Shaggoths red 3 with their great weapons, that's actually going to be quite a decent smack.
Yeah.
And then the battalion itself is pretty, let me just find it. Thunder's going somewhere. So every time, so you can compact every time during your hero phase, units from this battalion heal 1 wound, and a 4+ enemies with 1 inch take a mortal wound on a 4+. So it's just a nice way of keeping your guys alive and doing a little bit of chip damage to the enemy, etc. But they just, I mean, one of the chaps, the guy that's running it, Owen mentioned yesterday, managed to pull off a 29-inch move and charge with the unit of 6 guys in the first turn, And that, hopefully, that was an experience that he really enjoyed and he might not have normally had if he hadn't used a list like that.
Well, we've already had Math Mallow, who's donated £20 to the show, who's playing at the event, just jumped in the chat. Thank you, Math Mallow, you fucking absolute angel. And said he's loved round one. He's had a great time with it. What does the battalion do again, Darren?
On a 4+, so it's not grand. Okay. It just means you get to heal a wound every hero phase for your dudes, and then on a 4+ units near them take a mortal wound. So it's not massive. It's just a little bit of chip damage. It's really there just to keep your numbers low.
Okay. Oh, and what's the point of the Gorgon?
Oh, just because no one ever fucking uses a Gorgon, do they? So I put a Gorgon in there. Like I say, it's not supposed to be, they're not supposed to be all powerful lists.
Okay.
It's supposed to be challenging. I want people to try and figure out how to get the most. What's really good practice, I think, isn't just taking the obvious stuff and making it powerful. It's taking the fringe stuff and trying to optimize it. So how do I take this unit that isn't that other people don't particularly take. So I don't have a clear path to what's optimal, and how can I make it optimal? How can I use it? And that's great practice.
A bit like the conversation about the spiders at the minute, right? Like all the white dwarf stuff and the spiders. It hasn't made them, it's made them better, but not good. So like if you really loved running spiders, you've now ended up with maybe some better spiders, but probably not. But anyway, Plymouth Troll Slayer in the chat. So that's our man Adam running the event. He says, this event is brilliant and I'm loving it.
Excellent.
Anyway, so then, so that's the Beast Chaos list, which I liked. So Sexual Asia Ago, which isn't the name of Colonel Cabbage's avatar, which surprised me, is a host. So let me read the list and then we need to guess. Can you tell if it's Darren's or Adam's list? So it's a Host Arcanum Tzeentch list from Ashkwe. It's got a Great Brave Shaman. It's got a Doombull of Tzeentch. It's got 3x10 Ungors. And then it's got 2x6 Enlightened, 4x3 Enlightened in the Phantasmagoria of Fate. This is an Adam list.
Correct.
Nailed it.
Because that's not actually that bad. That's probably one of the better Beasts of Chaos lists that you can possibly do, right? Other than Goat Dacker by the other Darren. I'm in a chat with the other Darren, and he refers to me as Mean Darren, so I've got to refer to him as Nice Darren. Apparently, I'm mean.
Wait, what do you? What? How do you? Oh, Dijon, thanks for subscribing, bud. What's wrong with? How are you?
I don't know, Darren Parks. I don't think he likes me very much. He keeps referring to me in the chat as Mean Darren.
Oh no! Livid. Anyway, Zangor's super good. One drop battalion in the Phantasmagoria of Fate. The Ungor just used as battle line, and then that Great Brave Shaman and Doombull of Tzeentch with the Rage Blade. So, like, you know, this isn't too far away from lists. The only ever Beast of Chaos list that we saw do really well at an event.
Yeah, just without the bodies, just without the numbers. It's in Host Arcanum as well, so you're getting that pre-game move for those flying units. You know, is it?
Yeah. You D3 units. And they only get a 5-inch move. You do get to summon a unit Screamers as well, and you also get to have an unbind turns 1-3-5. Host Arcanum, my favorite since the book launch, and has become a very popular. The Host Arcanum has become a very popular thing recently, so I think that's been pretty rad. All right, next up, Mark Brooks. This is going to take longer than I thought. Mark Brooks. He's got an Ogre Moor Tribes list that's Winterbite. He's got a Huskard on Thunder Tusk. He's got 9 Icefall Yetis, 6 Icefall Yetis, another 6, 3 Thunder Tusk Beast Riders in the Torbad. Darren, you still there?
yeah, still here. Can you hear me okay?
This is a U1.
It is, yes, it is. So Yetis are an underappreciated little unit. They can pile in 6 inches, which is obviously wonderful. So they can run and charge and retreat. Well, they can run and pile in. They can retreat and pile in. So they're quite tactically flexible. They've got an innate -1 to hit, I believe, or they used to. I don't have it in front of me. But in the winter bite, you can get you can give them always strike first. Essentially, you can give them +1 to wound near the thunder tusks. So they're just, it's just a, and obviously Thunder Tusks are a terrible unit, aren't they? So I wanted to see if someone could make them work. So I quite like this. It's one drop as well. So, I mean, this is probably one of the worst ones. When Mark rolled it, I advised him to re-roll it because I wrote this before I saw the sort of lists that Adam was going to be putting into the event. So I was hoping they were all going to be sort of like this kind of power level. But Adam has sort of ruined that. But Mark rolled it, and then he decided to just go with it anyway because he's a fucking hero.
Okay, all right. It's pretty fun, but it's going to have some tough matchups ultimately. And those Thunder Tusks pretty much not worth the points they sit on. Sadly.
That's why you hardly ever see them. So I thought, why not do a whole army of them?
And see what happens. I mean, what's really interesting is you're getting a bunch. Crazy Horse, thanks for donating 500 bits to the show. Appreciate that loads. One of the great things that you get here, like, is you get some like playtest experience of some armies and units, and you can say to someone like, "Hey, dude, what were the Yetis like?" Well, actually, not terrible, or like they do this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, definitely.
Right. So next up, Age of Sebmar, who I'm pretty certain is running the Gothazar list. Let me just double check. So he's got a Staliart Lord's army, and he's got a Liege Kavalos, a Bone Shaper. In there as well. The Kavalos is the general, and it's all in Staliart Lords, so you've got Retreat and Charge in there. He's got 3x5 Kavalos Death Riders. He's got 2x3 Necropolis Stalkers, a unit of Morgas Harbingers, and then he's got the Kavalos Lance, and he's got the Catacrosian Deathglaive, one of my favourite battalions, right? Which is, if I'm right, is the pre-game move.
Yes, yeah. So this is one of mine, and this is just all about running at the enemy as fast as possible, and putting them under huge pressure with those Morghasts. Adam made a slight error. They shouldn't be the Harbingers. They should be the other ones that are tough. And they shouldn't have Spirit Swords. They should have Elbids, but it doesn't matter. See, they're a bit of a weaker unit. The other unit's got a 5+ after damage save.
Yeah, but these guys get the 3d6 inch charge.
Yeah, but what do they need it? Because they get the pre-game move and they get run and charge being in Staliart Lords, don't they? So you don't really need it. They're
it's
pretty
a baller
good,
unit as well. Six Morgas Harbingers, that's a baller unit.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. Because again, you hardly ever see them, so have six of them.
Yeah, like, and then the Stalkers are incredible. Like they're just good anyway. I mean, they're terrifying, absolutely, truly terrifying when they're in what was the +1 save battalion, like subfaction.
Petrifex,
yeah. So they were really good in that because an additional rend on those guys meant they basically could have rend 3. And it was just wild. But yeah. That is really great seeing that Catacrosian Deathglaive in there as well, because you got to deal with that at those six Harbingers. That's 30 wounds on a 4+ save.
Pressure.
Very early pressure there.
So that's just supposed to fly at the enemy and then either cause a load of problems or die gloriously trying.
That's great to see that you can fit that into the list as well. It's only 80 points for that battalion. Really strong.
You might be better off like putting your resource into the Stalkers, to be honest. They are that good, but I like the thought of the Morghast.
Well, what's nice is they're going to deal with that 30 wounds in their lines very early, and then the Stalkers can kind of like get up the board a little bit slower, and then they can fight in the midfield, like, because they're not going to ever turn one, the Stalkers, are they? So you know, you're putting something else on them early, if that's what you want to do. And it's also a threat. People are going to like deploy further back, which is quite good for Bone Reapers, because they're going to take a while to get over there, right? Unfortunately, that we've seen that list has... have I missed a list? I don't know. Oh, it's all moved around now. Oh, no, I've looked at the ladder. It's all moved around, Darren. Oh, dear. Okay, so let's look at some of the lists. So Math Mallow, who has won his game and has donated some money to the show, what an angel. He's got a Slaves to Darkness list, which is Knights of the Empty Throne. It's got 3x3 Varangard. It has got 4x5 Chaos Knights, 2 Chaos War Shrines, and a blood-marked warband. Darren, your list?
Yes. Yeah. This is just... this is from... I did... When General Handbook 20 dropped... I did a list a day on Twitter to celebrate for like 21 days, I think, so for 3 weeks. And this was one of them, because we never see, you're starting to see Varangard more and more, aren't we? People are starting to take them.
Yes.
And so this was before they were popular. And I just wanted to, I don't. That's the natural home for Varangard. Yep. Karengard, as most people refer to.
Karengard is a way scarier army.
It's in the...
Oh, bud. Hey, Daz, how you doing?
3 times you can bring back a unit.
I think what Darren's saying there is you got the opportunity. Hey, bud, are you well? Darren.
Hello.
Hi, bud. How are you? Right. We missed all of that. Let's start. Just do it again. So you can bring back.
It's
okay. Don't worry about it. You can bring 3x3 back, right?
Yeah. So there's three of them. You can bring those. You can bring them back on fives, can't you? It's got all the lovely tricks of the Ever Chosen. All my lists are basically run.
Well, this has been an experience for everyone involved.
You try and encourage people to have fun.
You are trying to encourage people to have fun. I'm sorry about the internet, Darren. Please don't get stressed, bud. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, the powers of chaos don't want their secrets being revealed. That's what's happening. Is that right? Hey, buddy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, you're crushing it, bud. We're crushing it. Okay, what does the Bloodmite Warband do?
Oh, I can't remember.
That'll do. That'll do today. If that's how it's working today, then that's fine. So Stuart Iron Gutsman McCowan has won his first game at the TTS event. And let's talk about how good this list is. It's a Crematoriums list, which I'm a big fan of. A Cavalos Santos, Bone Shaper. He's got 40 Mortec Guard, 2x10 Mortec Guard. And then he has 4, count them if you've got them, 4 Gothazar Harvesters in there. So
this is Adams. So there's some real power in this list.
But you can only use the Gothazar Harvesters on one unit of the Mortec, right? Or am I wrong on that?
You can't keep trying, so you can only try once, but it does allow you to spread them across the army, doesn't it?
It does. That's true.
You can only bring back dudes within 3 inches. So that having 4 will increase that bubble of that safety net for them. So it's quite, and the chat's right, this is a Luke Morton list. Adam didn't do it himself, I believe. But I suggested we change it to the Crematorium guys. Because it was originally the one that everyone takes with
Mortis Praetorians. Well, I really like
a 4+. Mortal Wound. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
It is really interesting. Yeah, because they crematoriums. If one of the guys dies on a 5+, you do a mortal wound in return, and then if you could do a mortal wound and then also get your own dude back. You're just living the best life ever. Obviously, you also be able to use the Bone Shaper to also potentially get more of those bodies back into the units as well. So pretty funky, all said and done. And Stuart's won with that list, which is pretty insane, ultimately. Charles Hollam. Hey, Darren, man. Have you got any other internet on? Are you running a video or anything in the background?
No idea what's going on. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'd say at this stage maybe your internet is defunct. Should we just take a moment, try and like problem solve it together? You got what's going on there, bud? No. Listen, podcast guys, really appreciate.
Nothing. I'm just trying to get Skype to work. I'm not doing it.
Right, you do it real well though. Just remember that, and everyone loves you. It's also another positive.
Anything?
Maybe just for the rest of the show, I'll just like plow on, and then I'll call you back after. How's that sound? Yeah, let's do that. That sounds great. Let's do that. That's going to save us all a bit of time. Okay. Right. We'll call him back after. What a lovely fella. And then I could plow through these lists super quick. Right, so Charles Hollam with his Flesh Eater Courts list. Let me just tell you about this list that's at the event. So it's got it's a Hollowmourne list with an Abhorrent Art Regent, a Vargulf Courtier, a Crypt Haunter Courtier. God, fall over my words there. 9 Cryptaurus, 3 Cryptaurus, 10 Crypt Ghouls, 9 Crypt Flayers in the Royal Mordants as well. which is a super funky list. And I'm arguing that that's, and he's also won with that as well. Orkman with his list, chat. Let me tell you what's going on today with Orkman. Is is Eidnethiukin a Morfan? He's got a soul render. He's got four more soul renders. What the fuck? Is this on TTS? Yes, it is. It is on TTS. Unfortunately, we're not doing the coverage today. It's got an Eidolon of Mathlan as aspect of the storm. It's got 2x30 Namati Thralls and 2x10 Namati Reavers. And it's got an Achillean Leviadon as well. So it's looking to, the Soul Render's looking to put more Namati Thralls back in. So it's a healing. It's a healing list. Which is funky. So those Thralls got cheaper over time. Those Soul Renders looking to put bodies back in. And the Eidolon of Mathlan, the aspect of the storm with the cloud of midlight, does mean he's going to give +1 to wound to those Namati Thralls as well in a bubble. So that's not bad. That works. Is there a Lotan? There's no Lotan, unfortunately. Bit of a shame. Now, I'm a bit, because the ladder's all moved around now, I'm just going to double check. Unfortunately, Owen Jackson Skaven has lost. We talked about Owen's list on the show yesterday. The Gloomspike Gifts list has lost as well, sadly, which is the Scragrot the Loon King, Webspinner Shaman on Arachnarok, the Trogoth Hag, what a princess, 2x2 Webspinner Shamans on Arachnaroks. So loads of Arachnaroks, 10 Spider Riders, 2x5 Spider Riders, Scuttletide, the Arachnar Cauldron, Bellwind Vortex, and Scuttletide. So a lot of spellcasting coming out of this army, like loads and loads and loads of spellcasting. that you could do here, but sadly it did end up losing its first match. Hopefully we'll get find out how it did later. Pask with his Cities of Sigmar list, he's unfortunately lost his first game. He had a Harkuron list with an assassin as the general, Marathi Kane in the list, so a big power play, and then this looks like an Adam list, 80 Shadow Warriors. And then 20, one block of 20 Gidrian Art Renders. It's such a shit list. No wonder it lost. This is fucking awful. Fucking hell. Okay, this is shit. This is the first one I've got. This is terrible. What was the idea here? Just drop everything down in one go. I guess, can you just have Marathi on the board? Does it start with only Marathi on the board? Is the question. I feel like it does. So it's just Marathi. acid spray through a portal. Okay. So you do acid spray through the portal, and then you drop everyone down, delete a unit. Nailed it. Perfect. Thank you so much. Pask, unfortunately, lost his... Oh, no, that was Pask lost that game. unsurprisingly. Benjamin Sava with his Stormcast Eternals list. He's still playing. And that is Stormcast Eternal, Lord Celestian on Stardrake, a Drakesworn Templar, a Celestian Prime, Anointed of Assyrian on Frostheart Phoenix with Staunch Defender, 3x5 Liberators, no, 2x5 Liberators and Unit Adjudicators, and a Penumbral Engine. Oh my god, and an extra command point. That list is not great. That list, the Shadow Warrior list is not great. The Shadow list is rubbish. the guy who got that must have been like, oh no. You are wrong. Fine. It lost its first game. So let's see how I'm wrong. Anyway, this is the Celestial Starter. It's in Anvils of the Heldenhammer as well. The Stormkeep. Is the mission here to just keep trying to bring back the Liberators? I don't know what this list is, and I've lost my guide to what the list do, so I don't know what that is anymore. Please tell me, Twitch chat, what this list is meant to do, because I can't see it. What do you want all the command points for? The Penumbral Engine is used, and the extra command point to generate as many command points as possible for what? What are you using the command points for? Is the question. Swing in the hero phase and the drakes and chomp people. Anvils can shoot and fight. Okay, so it's get as much CP as possible and then either shoot or fight in the hero phase with the Prime, the Celestine Prime, the Anointed of Assyrian or Frostheart Phoenix. I get it. So you throw everything in, you pin them back, they're minus one to wound because of the Frostheart Phoenix, and then they've also got Staunch Defender, so they're plus one save. So all of so the Celestine Prime, the Drakesworn Templar, and the Star Drake are all minus one to wound, plus one save. They're super tough, they're well tanky, and then if they're around in the next turn, you use all the CP to fight in the hero phase, and then fight in the command in the combat phase. So you just keep fighting them out all day. Okay. All right, that's really cool. That's super fun. Okay, I get it. Also, Penumbral Engine. Benjamin will love that that's in there. So another list we haven't looked at is this John Keatley Cities of Sigmar list. Let's see how this one goes. It's Tempest Eye. It's got a Warning King, a Rune Lord, a Hurricaneum, another Rune Lord, and Brock Grugson, Lord Magnate of Barak-Nar. 30 Hammerers, another 30 Hammerers. Nice. 20 Longbeards, also nice. 9 Engine Riggers. Has it got the spell? Aura of Glory. Yes, so this is awesome. This is very much like a list that's playing over in Australia at the minute, where it's got the Warding King, so you can have plus one attack on the Hammerers. You might be able to do it to both units' Hammerers, actually. Reroll wounds from the Longbeards. You can give them another plus one save from the plus one attack from the Aura of Glory. So 4 attack Hammerers, smash face all day. It's in Tempest Eye, so you've got plus one save. They get 3-inch move. They can run. They can fight. Yeah, and then the engine riggers can also run and shoot and fight as well. Yes. Four attacks each on the hammers is really good. All immune to Battle Shark because he stood on the Oath Stone. It's super, super strong. And plus one to hit because of the Celestial Hurricaneum. So hitting on twos, wound on threes, rerolling ones because of the long beards. So that's really, really strong as well. And also it's also the retinue for the Warden King. So he's super. Oh, also Ren 2 because of the Rune Lord on the Hammerers. So 2s, 3s, reroll 1s, Ren 2. Sadly, only damage 1. And then the Ender Riggers, just really, really good. But yeah, 60 Hammerers. Nathan will love that list. Love that list. I think he's actually run that. Luke the Shithead Morton, apparently, has got a Seraphon list with a Saurus Old Blood, Saurus Scarvet, another Saurus Sunblood, a Slan, and a Saurus Old Blood, so no Croak. And then 2x40 Saurus Warriors in Kotal's Claw, 10 Saurus Warriors and 5 Saurus Guard in the Sun Claw Temple Host. He's got the Bound Burning Head, and he's got the extra command point as well. So his Bound Burning Head is going to give him an aura of reroll ones to hit around those Saurus Warriors, which is super good. You've got plus one attack and plus one to hit coming in from command abilities from the Carnosaurs and the Scarvets, which is really good. Can't remember what the Sunblood does. Not sure what the Sunblood does. But yeah, Lodosaurus Warriors that are minus one to you do minus one damage. Super strong. It'll be fun to see how Luke does with that. Currently, he hasn't posted a result. Steve follows. Is there a battalion in that list? That's the question. Is there a battalion? Sunclaw Temple Host. That's it. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate that. Right, so Stephen follows, who I think is playing against Luke, has got a Khorne army. Host of Chaos. Yes. Impatuts. Lord of Khorne and Juggernaut. Scarblood Wrath. Slaughter Priest. Bloodstoker. All great. Then 9 Mighty Skull Crushers. 9 more Mighty Skull Crushers. 3 Mighty Skull Crushers. Magor's Fiends. Riptooth. And 2 units of 9 Untamed Beasts in the Brass Stampede. This is an Owen Jackson list. The 2 Untamed Beasts obviously create a bit of space. The 9 Blood Crushers are going to do 93 mortal wounds on 2 pluses when they charge. They're going to have a 2-up save because they start on a 3-up. Wait, Skull Crushers, Mighty Skull Crushers. Yes, these aren't. Yeah, these are the proper ones, aren't they? These are the human ones. Yeah, so they have a 3-up save, and then they'll have a 2-up save with Bronzed Flesh. And we featured this one already on a Darren's List Diary show. So if you'd like to go back and hear it in detail, you can. And then finally, Daniil here with his Munificent Wanderers Nurgle list. He's got Horticulate Slimmer, it's great and clean one. And then he's got the 30 Plague Bearers, 2x10 Plague Bearers. He's got 2x4 Beasts of Nurgle. Wow. Two times One Beast of Nurgle, and in Nurgle's Menagerie and the Geminids of Ulguish. So he's going to be looking to produce the Nurgle's Menagerie, means the command ability on Horticulix Limits. He's going to be able to use it all the time, every turn. He's going to keep popping down trees all around, looking to put as many feculent Narmors on the board as possible, summoned from Horticulix Limits. But yeah. So that'll be fun. And then you can just generate loads of summoning points from that. And the Plague Bearers, -1 to hit, or -2 to hit, -1 to hit, double that up with Geminids, makes them quite tanky. Beast of Nurgle really in there to do nothing? I don't know. Beast of Nurgle, really rubbish. But maybe four of them could do something. They can run away from you and do mortal wounds as they leave, which is quite a fun little trick. But will they be doing that? That's the real question. I guess it's those two units of four to make sure that they do. So that could be quite fun for engaging around. And then you've got that Great and Clean one as well, who's obviously got the last gift, so he's super survivable. Muck Talon as well, to help with those attacks. So yeah, I think that's all the lists. Apologies to everyone who has listened, because I didn't want this, the show's been derailed by either Darren's internet or everyone being too kind in the Twitch chat. So, but I appreciate it. Currently, looking at the lists, Math Mallow has won with his... Slaves to Darkness, Knights of the Empty Throne list. Stuart Iron Gutsman McCowan has won one game with his four Gothazar Harvester Crematorium list. Toriel with his Carriage and Overlords list, which we spoke about earlier with Darren, has taken out a game. As has Age of Sigmar with his OTR Bone Reaper list, which has got that pregame move Stalkers. Is that the pregame move Stalkers? Pretty certain. Yeah, in Staliart Lords, which is super fun. He was up against Owen Skaven. Also, Flesh Eater Courts from Charles Hollam has won, and also that Eidneth Deepkin list with all of the Thralls has taken out a game as well. Benjamin Savick, turns out, has won his game now with that Stormcast Eternals list with the Drakespawn. Don't be sorry at all. You've done great. And then, so that's all the wins. The only game left to announce, there's quite a few, so we'll see. We obviously are going to cover this more on the show on Monday. Yes, on Monday with Owen, who's playing at this tournament. So we'll talk more about that later. Hey, Colonel Cabbage, hope you're well. Congratulations on the win. Yeah, that's it for today. Thank you so much to Darren. Absolutely love him. Super sorry to you guys that you didn't get to hear him. I'm going to put that on me. And next time I'm going to make sure Darren's completely set up and ready and make sure he's okay. It's my job. He's an angel, and appreciate him loads. Thank you to him for writing some of these lists. Thank you to also to Adam Mumford for running this event, which is super fun. Love talking about it and hearing about it. I think this would be such an amazing event in real life. You just turned up with a blind list, or you got it the day before. Don't know what you guys think, but it's super fun. A great another little format, and something that's very applicable to Tabletop Simulator, and is cool for Christmas, ultimately. So I think that's it's super nice. I don't know what you guys think, but I think it's a great idea. My favorite list, great question, is, I didn't even talk about the Legion of Asgore list. That's fine. No one cares but me. I'm just talking to myself about that. Maybe the Host of Sinesh list. The Host of Sinesh list that's currently into a fight, which is the Seleski list, Keeper of Secrets, Infernal Rapturous and Lord of Pain, and the 3x5 Chaos Warriors and the 3 Soul Grinders. It's completely just thinking, like, it's a battalion you've never seen. It's thinking outside the box. Yes, Seleski's Host is dumb. Like, it's a real fucking fucked up set of rules. But it's super cool to see people, like, playing around still with Sinesh, I gotta say. Nice. And my second favourite is the Shadow Warrior list. It's flawless. It's flawless. If anyone would like to go buy 80 Shadow Warriors, 20 Heart Renders, I'm there for it. Anyway, a special thank you to podcast guys. Fuck, if you've made it this far, I'm so sorry. But thank you for sticking with us today. Thank you to everyone, Velotron, Angle, Crazy Horse, all of you guys, for donating money to the show today. For the 3D Printer Fund, super fucking lovely of you. Math Mallow, you as well. It's really kind of you. So, Merry Christmas, I guess. Thanks for a great Saturday. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We're going to do a whole hangout hobby paint day. It's going to be super fun. Next week's just all Christmas stuff. So we're going to be doing like our Christmas naughty and nice lists on the Monday show and the Thursday show. We'll be live Christmas Eve. We'll be live Christmas Eve Day. We'll be live Christmas Day. We'll be live Boxing Day. So if you're at home alone, or you want to get away from the family or whatever it is, you can just join us. We're just going to hang out. We're going to have a nice time. You guys are all great. Merry Christmas. See you soon.